You take the Word of God and turn to Revelation, Revelation chapter 11. And this morning we'll be reading verses 1 through 2. Remember that we're in the midst, since chapter 8, the seven trumpets that are being sounded, we're in the middle between the sixth trumpet and the seventh trumpet, which is the final judgment. The sixth trumpet and the fifth were very clearly during our day, and so were the first four trumpets. And here now, in the midst of that, trying to give comfort to God's people, He is showing us what happens to us while these trumpets are being sounded and the wicked are being judged. And so Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. This is God's holy word. Then there was given me a measuring rod like a staff. And someone said, "Get up and measure the temple of God and the altar and those who worship in it. Leave out the court which is outside the temple and do not measure it. For it has been given to the nations and they will tread underfoot the holy city for 42 months." That is God's word. The chapter here begins, these two verses begin with John being given a measuring rod for the purpose of measuring the temple. And if we're familiar with the Old Testament prophets, that should be ringing in our ears something of the end of Ezekiel, Ezekiel 40 and chapter 42 and Zechariah. But it says here not to measure the outer court, which is outside of the temple. And if we had time to go back to Ezekiel and time to go to Zechariah, we'd see that the meaning here is quite clear, which lines up with all of the scriptures, including those specifically, and that is that the measuring of the temple and then not the outer courts is clearly to set apart the temple from that which is profane. To set apart to show that one thing, the temple, is holy and everything else, the outer court, and even Jerusalem, is not. It is rejected. And this temple being set apart, being holy, is protected by the Lord. And yet, the picture of the temple, the outer court, Jerusalem, is speaking the picture here is of the earthly temple, of an earthly court, of the earthly city of Jerusalem. And we go back, remember at the beginning of Revelation, the seven lampstands, for instance. We know it was very clear there that they were not referencing seven lampstands. They were referencing the seven churches. Their symbolism, and it meant the seven lampstands were referring to the seven churches. So it is here, the meaning is based in the context of these seven trumpets. And that's where John is seeing this and being commanded to do these things. And we're rereading this. It's in the context of the seven trumpets, and it's in the context of Ezekiel, the end of Ezekiel, and Zechariah too. So the temple which was measured is to be shown here as the true church of Christ. And all outside, all in Jerusalem, all of the world, they're not of the church, and they're not holy, and they're not set apart. And therefore, as the children of God are measured, and everyone else is not measured, he's showing that the true church is protected and everyone else is not. So here's the trumpets, here's the seven trumpets and their judgments upon the wicked only. And the true church is protected from these judgments. They are safeguarded. And so while the judgments are being inflicted upon the wicked persecuting world. Now does this mean that the saints won't suffer? No, that does not mean that the saints won't suffer. They will suffer. There's promises throughout Scripture that the saints will suffer. But the saints will not eternally perish. That's what's the big picture here. They are kept and protected in their souls. Like Psalm 121, you know, one of my favorite psalms. If their bodies, even if their bodies die here on earth, they will be delivered. The souls of believers will be delivered into glory. But this protection does not extend to the court outside. Which is relevant. It's not just Jerusalem. It's not just the world. But there's a court that's really close to the temple. And so here he's referring to those who are of the visible church, but who do not have true saving faith. The outer court is referencing those people. And those merely of the visible church, you are to be warned that for such worldly church members, they welcome the ideas of the world. They feel themselves perfectly at home in the world, not as aliens and strangers, as God says of God's people. And the world, it says they love the world, and that the world tramples upon them here. The world tramples upon this outside court of those who are merely nominal Christians, or not Christians at all. So if you're part of the visible church and not part of, and you're part of the not true church, you're not part of the invisible church. You are being and will be trampled by the world, and you'll be part of this, part of these judgments from these trumpets. If you want protection, then you must give up all things and come to Christ Jesus for salvation. And beloved, if you are truly in Christ and you are safe, that is the message here, you are safe in His arms. Let's pray. Our Father, we do praise You and thank You that You have protected Your church, the true church, the invisible church, Your people who believe in You, unto salvation, who have repented of their sins, truly turned from their sins and truly turned unto You. And Father, we do praise You and thank You that You have given these trumpets, that You're executing Your justice even in the world today. And we look forward, even we might be a little hesitant to look forward, but we look forward to the final judgment when You'll make all things right. And You'll bring us in before You and before Your throne forever and ever, as we somewhat foreshadow that now in our worship on the Lord's Day today. And Lord, we ask that You would protect Your people. And if there are any here who have professed faith publicly and yet have not truly have saving faith, who are not truly part of the church of Jesus Christ, who have not been justified and adopted and who are being sanctified, those people who have not come to You truly, Lord, save their souls, that they would not be part of these judgments, just as You have saved us and therefore we are not part of these judgments. And Father, we ask that You would save those in the world, Lord, Your elect, Your people. Lord, send us out into the world, that we would be sharing the gospel and people would hear and the Spirit come and be saved, Lord. That You would be given all glory and all praise. Now, Father, we do come to You this morning and ask that You would watch over us and keep us, keep our souls, unto that time when we will enter into glory. Lord, You would even begin do this through those who are under shepherds of the flock, the elders, and even the deacons who serve us. Lord, we pray that You would raise up from amongst this congregation godly men, who godly husbands and godly men in the workplace. But we also ask that You would raise up godly men to be pastors from this place, from missionaries and elders and deacons. Even as we have this time of nominations coming up soon, we pray that You would provide for us elders and deacons to serve this congregation. And Father, we ask that You would watch over us, that You would protect us, even as we worship You now and we continue in our worship. Be with us by Your Spirit. Keep our minds and our hearts from distraction, that when, as the Satan even comes to try to tempt us, that we would flee from him, that we would have Your word on our hearts. And Father, cause us our hearts and our minds and our ears and our eyes to be upon You now. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.